Today we're making a Poland Amen style pad for floor shaking low end in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner friendly, stock plugin only, and very focused on DNB reality. The big idea here is simple: we want a pad that feels dark, gritty, and heavy, but not messy. In drum and bass, the low end is already crowded. You've got the kick, the sub, the reese, the break, maybe a stab or two, and everything is fighting for attention. So this pad is not here to be the star. It's here to support the track, glue the groove together, and add that jungle atmosphere that makes the whole thing feel bigger. Open a new MIDI track and load operator. We're going to start with a very plain sound on purpose. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. You can add oscillator B as another sine or a triangle, but keep it low in level. We do not need brightness yet. We need weight. Now play a long low note. Good starting notes are around D sharp 1, F1, or G1, depending on the key of your track. If you already know the key, stay in key and choose the root or the fifth. For DNB, those low notes can sit really nicely without stepping on the sub too hard. Try a note length of 1 to 4 bars. This kind of sustained note gives the track body and tension while leaving room for the drums to move. Now turn on the filter in operator and use a low pass setting. Start with a cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 150 to 500 Hz. That keeps the tone controlled and dark. The goal is not a huge shiny pad. The goal is a low, breathing support layer that feels like it belongs under a heavy break. At this point, the sound may feel a little too plain, and that's okay. We're going to give it some life. Add a tiny bit of movement by detuning oscillator B just a little, maybe plus 3 to plus 10 cents. Keep its volume low. You just want a slight instability, like the sound is shifting in the room, not wobbling around like a lead synth. If you want a bit more expression, add a slow filter envelope with a soft attack. Something in the 50 to 200 millisecond range works well. Release can live somewhere around 300 to 900 milliseconds, depending on how smooth you want it. If you prefer wave-eatable instead of operator, that works too. Pick a simple wave-eatable with smooth harmonics, keep unison very low or off for now, and use a mono or two-voice setup if you want tighter control. Again, the point is control first, character second. Now for the Amen style part. The classic feel comes from break texture, not just from a synth sustaining a note. So we're going to add a second layer using a resampled break. If you have an Amen or jungle style break fragment, drag a short piece into simpler or sampler. Use classic or one-shot mode depending on the sample. You can take a one or two bar fragment and focus on the body, the room, the ghost notes, and the texture. We do not need the full bright top end. Then shape that break layer with a EQ8 and auto filter. High pass it somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Low pass it around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how bright it is. If the stereo image is too wide or chaotic, use utility to narrow it or even go mono. This is what gives you the Amen pad vibe, a pad built from drum texture, not a normal chord wash. Now group the synth pad and the break layer together. This is important because we want to treat them like one instrument. On the group, use EQ8 to carve out space, saturator to add density, and utility to control the stereo width. If the layers are uneven, a little compression can help, but don't overdo it. A very useful EQ move here is to cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz if the sound gets boxy. You might also reduce some mud around 500 to 800 Hz if things feel cloudy. Be careful with anything below 100 Hz. Unless this pad is specifically meant to reinforce the bass, it should not compete with a real sub. In DNB mastering, low-end discipline is everything. Clean separation now means a louder, clearer master later. For saturation, start gently. Something like 2 to 6 dB of drive is usually enough. Turn on soft clip if it helps tame peaks. Saturation is doing a really important job here. It adds harmonics so the pad feels physical and audible without needing to be loud. That's what makes it translate on smaller speakers while still feeling huge in the room. Now let's keep the low end under control. Use utility if the pad has too much bass spread. You can keep the bass in mono, narrow the low mids, or simply high pass more aggressively. If the pad is muddying the sub, raise the high pass. You might go as high as 80 to 120 Hz if needed. A good DNB pad supports the low end, but it should not win the low end. The kick and sub still need to punch through cleanly. Next, we add movement. A static pad can feel flat really fast, especially in a 170 BPM track. Try automating auto filter cutoff over 8 bars. Open it slowly into the drop or close it down during the first half of a breakdown. You can also slightly raise the resonance before a transition, but keep it tasteful. You want pressure building, not a weird whistle. If you're using Wavetable, a slow LFO can also work. Even subtle auto-pan can add a little rhythmic motion, but keep that very modest. A good way to think about it is this. If the tone is already characterful, keep the modulation minimal. If the tone is simple, you can use a bit more movement. That keeps you from ending up with a busy, seasick sound. Separate tone from motion, and you'll have way more control. Now arrange it so it works with the drums, not against them. If your track has a busy amen break, the pad needs to leave room for the snare accents and ghost notes. Lower the pad in denser sections. Let it bloom in open spaces. Use clip automation to bring it in only where it supports the phrase. In a typical DNB arrangement, you might keep it filtered and narrow in the intro, then slowly open it in the build. Then keep it controlled in the drop. For a switch up, you can mute it or thin it out so the return hits harder. That's one of the biggest arrangement tricks here, contrast. If the pad is always on, it becomes wallpaper. If it disappears for a bar or two, it suddenly feels huge when it returns. That little bit of absence can create much more impact than just leaving it running. Since this is a mastering-aware workflow, let's finish with cleanup and headroom. Check the pad at a low listening level. Bypass effects one by one so you hear what each device is actually doing. Use utility to trim level if needed. Make sure your master is not clipping, and try to leave some headroom while producing. Around minus 6 dB peak is a good target. Also listen in mono. If the pad collapses, gets muddy, or disappears, reduce width and simplify the low end. A great DNB pad should feel like pressure, not like a volume problem. If it sounds massive but causes the mix to fall apart, it's not ready yet. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the pad too bright, letting it fight the sub, drowning it in reverb, overprocessing the break layer, or forgetting to automate anything at all. DNB needs movement. Even a small filter sweep or volume ride can make the whole sound feel alive. If you want it darker and heavier, try layering just a little distortion with saturator or roar. Try emphasizing the low mids instead of the sub. A pad that lives around 150 to 400 Hz can feel enormous if the bass is clean. And if you want extra polish later, freeze or resample the pad once it's working. Printing it to audio makes arrangement easier and keeps the project lighter on CPU. Here's a quick practice move. Build an 8-bar loop at 170 BPM. Make one operator pad, one break texture layer in simpler and group them together. Add EQ8 and saturator. Automate the filter slowly opening over 8 bars. Then mute the pad on bar 7 or 8 so the section drops in harder. Bounce it out and listen in mono. If it feels powerful at low volume, you're on the right track. So the recap is this. Build the pad from a simple synth tone plus filtered break texture. Keep the sub region clean. Use EQ, utility, saturator, auto filter and reverb carefully. Automate movement and always think like a mastering engineer. Headroom, mono compatibility, clarity, and balance matter from the start. In DNB, the best pads are often the ones you feel more than you notice. And when they hit right, they make the whole track feel bigger, darker, and way more alive.